Welcome back to Let's Get Haunted
with your hosts,
Nat Strawn
and Allie. But before we get into this week's episode, we have to insert a quick disclaimer here. If you're new to the show and don't know how it works, you should know that the first 15 or so minutes of every episode, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less, is just Nat and I talking to each other, shouting out our sponsors, shouting out our donors, and doing some housekeeping. And if that sounds like something that doesn't interest you, that is totally fine. You can just expand the show notes and the very first sentence in all caps will say skip two and then a timestamp, and you can skip to that time at any time. Otherwise, welcome to the intro. Welcome back to episode 163 of Let's Get Haunted, and we are back after the craziest October you could ever imagine. Welcome to November, Natalia. For those of you who missed it somehow, we put out 8 episodes instead of 4 in the month of October, and if you didn't listen to all 8, you're not allowed to listen to this podcast anymore. Yeah. Because the amount of work that we put into that was insane.
It was also, though, not just the mini episodes. We also did collaborations on a lot of our episodes, and if you guys fucking say, I know what you fucking fuckheads are gonna say, you'd be like, I don't like episodes where there's guests on it. Well, guess what? We don't like it either. It's really fucking hard. And then we have to go on their show and it's like twice the fucking amount of work. Plus we have to act like everything's fine the whole time and be like good people. And I'm sure they don't like it either. I'm sure they're like, this is fucking exhausting. I'm an indie podcaster too. And this is terrible. But we have to do it because we have to share audiences and that's how you grow. And we're all just hoping that one day we can afford a fucking editor so we can just like drink some water and get hydrated. And like get 8 hours one night, like just one night. You know what? Fuck it. I'll take 6 hours. 6 hours one night. You know what I mean? So if one of you fucking says that you don't like episodes with guests on it, we already know, and you're gonna trigger me. Like, I just thinking about you saying it is gonna trigger me. We know. We know you guys don't like it. Just be fake. Do it, please. Just comment on there. Be like, wow, this is so, I love these episodes. I think I'm going to buy a lawnmower 4.0 or sign up for free therapy online or whatever the fuck they're selling. Guys, just help us, please.
You guys, if only we were allowed to talk about all of the nitty gritty bullshit going on behind the scenes that, yeah, we thought things would be different and they're currently not different. In fact, they might be worse, but what can you do? All you can do is just keep on keeping on because we've come too far to go backwards now.
But have we? Is this like the moment like when you're climbing up Mount Everest and you're like getting into the death zone and it's like all the signs are like, you're gonna die, you should turn around. Like, is this the part where we should be like, we should just like scale back, or is this the part where we're like, no, we have to get to the top, you know? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it feels like we're dying.
Yes, it does. This is, you know, I feel like when you feel like you want to throw yourself in front of a bus, you've just got to keep going, you know? Just put your head down. Don't look at that bus. Yeah. It's trying to tempt you. It's a succubus.
Right.
And it's trying to get your shit. And you know what? You've just got to say no. And you've just got to keep going up Mount Everest.
I feel like
until you probably freeze to death. But if you don't do it, Natalia, then you'll always wonder, what if?
Or you die and then you're like, you become a ghost and you're like haunting Mount Everest and you're wondering what it would be like if you didn't. You know what? That reminds me. I feel like the real winners of paranormal podcasts are ghosts and spirits and cryptids because they just get free publicity. They don't have to do jack shit. They've been doing a shitty fucking job at being popular their whole lives because there's no photos, there's no social media pages, they have no like structure, they just show up or don't, you know? And I just feel like we're really doing the Lord's work for them. So, you know what? Round of applause, slow clap for Sir Mothman.
The spirits?
And the spirits, because they're the ones that have really, really capitalized off of the past like 8 years of paranormal podcast growth.
The Mothman has made out like a fucking bandit because not only does everyone want to fuck him, but also he can just be like, no. And everyone still wants him.
Yeah.
I feel like If you play too coy sometimes in life, people lose interest, but not with the Mothman. With the Mothman, he does whatever he wants. People have festivals in his honor. They make merch with his face on it.
Yeah.
They have statues with his
likeness.
Sculpted ass. Yeah. And everybody wants him.
Do you feel like, though, like, okay, is this me being too contrarian? Do you feel like Mothman is kind of becoming like pizza or mustaches were for like millennials? Like, I feel like everyone's like, oh my God, I want to fuck Mothman. And it's like just become this kind of saying that's sort of overused, where I feel like there's like cooler things you could want to fuck. I don't know.
I'm going to be contrarian to your contrarian just because we can all be contrarian. And then you be contrarian back, okay? We're having a fake discussion right now, guys. Remember when you were in debate class and they made you argue about why Chernobyl was good? Because I'm still traumatized for that. I got stuck in a group. The teacher assigned us Chernobyl.
The disaster? And we had to be,
yes.
You had to argue that the disaster was good?
I don't want to get into it right now. It was very traumatic, and we had literally nothing we could say. So, Mothman, I'm just inventing an argument here. I think that it's good that Mothman is becoming mainstream, because then it creates a joke that everybody can be in on together. And in some ways, that isn't that what life's all about?
I've like been hearing that bullshit my whole life. Like, oh yeah, like don't gossip and like everyone just be friends. But I also think this is me being contrarian and fake as well.
Yeah.
But I also think that like we have, or at least I have, I can speak for myself, I have a primal urge to eliminate weakness. And I think it comes from like a tribal setting or like animalistic setting, right? Like we are social creatures. And we gotta slough off some of that fat sometimes, you know? And sometimes that comes out in the form of like being cliquey and not letting people in and like having inside jokes. And it makes me feel safe and it makes me feel good and superior. So sometimes when I find out that all my likes are now just like normie likes, it makes me feel less than. However, I really like Taylor Swift, and that was some healing, some part of my teenage years. And so, yeah, maybe I have grown. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
No, let's keep going back and forth being contrarian. What is my response to that if this were a high school debate about Chernobyl? I would probably say that the elephant's foot is pretty cool, all things considered. I would also...
The radioactive like pile of debris that looks like an elephant's foot, where if you like get within vision distance of it, you'll like have cancer immediately and die.
Yeah, it also really taught us a lot about what happens when the worst thing you can imagine happens.
It brought you closer together as a group because you had to debate it.
Well, it brought a lot of people closer to God because they died. So in some ways, that's also a positive.
I don't think that's like a normal experience. Like, I don't think, like, I think that teacher that did that is not okay. Like, because I don't, does anyone else have that experience? And if you guys do, if that's like a normal debate thing, I want to hear what terrible things you had to debate. But be careful. Don't get us censored on social media. Like,
okay, now that I'm like really thinking about it, I got like 3 hours of sleep last night. Now that I'm like really thinking about it, I think what we were supposed to be arguing was for or against nuclear power. And then somehow the opposing side kept bringing up Chernobyl. And then the teacher was like, you need to make responses about why Chernobyl, like make an argument about why it wasn't a big deal. Because, like, you're supposed to, he's like, the art of debate is such that it doesn't matter whether or not you believe what you're actually saying. It just matters how persuasive you can be. And so we were like, yeah, we like that there's sludge that's now creating five-legged deer. We think it's good. Diversity.
Wow. That's beautiful. You guys, another silent round of applause for Allie and her debate team for arguing that Chernobyl actually had some merit to it.
Sometimes that's where you're at in life. Have you ever been in a class, you guys, and the teacher and you could not have more opposing viewpoints?
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, write this essay about this topic. And you're like, well, I know what I'd like to say, but I know you're going to fail me if I say it. So guess what? Now I'm going to be writing about how the elephant's foot from Chernobyl was good, because I know that that's what you want me to do.
Yeah, I definitely had that experience. And when, actually, at our college was the first time I realized that my thoughts on ethics were perhaps wrong, but also offensive to some people. Because I just, like, we had to write this essay, and he was like, pick which one of these, like, ethical things do you like? And I was like, utilitarianism. Like, it just makes the most sense. Like, you just, like, are a robot and you just make decisions without any emotions, and like, if people have to die for the greater good, great, like, select it, because it was the easiest fucking thing to debate, right? Like it's just that, you know. And so, like, my thesis was just super easy, and so I wrote this essay. It was like 3 pages because it's fucking easy to argue that shit because it's just like so simple. And I got an F, and he was really mad about it. And I should have known, because the guy was like, the guy teaching it was one of the, was like a priest. Like, he had that like little white collar thing on.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I learned a lot of things in college. Like, you suck up to the teacher, figure out what their opinions are, and then just copy, just mirror. That's how you are successful in this world. You just see what everyone else is doing.
You just mirror what other people. I totally agree with that. Yeah. Yep. I may have already told you this, Natalia, but I re-remembered it recently because our friend Jack, Natalia and I went to school with this guy, Jack.
Shout out to Jack.
Shout out Jack. I don't know if he listens to this show or not. He and I, by happenstance, were in the same class. And I think it was like a religion class because we both had very different majors. But Natalia and I went to a Catholic school for college. So you had to take like a religion class or whatever. And I think it was like lost books of the Bible. I don't know. Not important. Jack was really high all the time. And he was like, oh, man, I keep turning in my homework. And I think she just doesn't like me because she just keeps giving me like D's or C's with no explanation. And I was getting A's and B's. And I was like, oh, I'll write one of your essays. You're probably just stupid and high. And that's why you're not, like, you think you're writing something good, but you're not. And then I wrote the essay, and I will never forget it. He got a D on it from that teacher. And then my essay that I had also written, which was different than his, I got an A.
So the teacher really just didn't like him.
She just really didn't like him. And you know what it was? To your point about sucking up, I was going to all the office hours for no reason. I had nothing, like, lost books of the Bible? Name something more interesting than that. Not much, because you're just like, wow. Oh, Mary Magdalene has her own book of the Bible. She was definitely a prostitute. You know, that's super interesting. And then you just write an essay about what you read. That's basically all it was. And right. So it was not hard, but I was going to all of the office hours because I had learned that if the teacher doesn't like you, it's just game over.
Yeah.
And then, and then I guess that's the end of the story. Jack got like a C in that class by the end of it. And it didn't matter what he wrote.
That's really interesting, though. I would like to know more about the lost books of the Bible. Like, is it like Indiana Jones type adventure class, you know, where like you're like finding treasures things and like aligning the sun to show you like a missing Bible book that was like translated on a papyrus that's like buried underneath the Statue of Liberty? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it was pretty good. All right, guys. So if you liked the Bible, I guess leave a comment at Let's Get Haunted. Let me know what your favorite lost book of the Bible is. I just remember there was like Bartholomew or something. I can't even remember anymore. But it was interesting from just like an anthropological perspective to be like, I see why this, even though it was written at the same time period, did not make it in. I get it.
I also took a religious class at the school. I don't know if it was the same one you took or not, but it was something about like the books of Matthew and Luke and Mark, or there's like 4 books that go together. I can't remember what it's called, but anyways, didn't matter because the teacher was really fucking hot. And the whole time I was thinking like, I was like, do you, like, this guy has devoted his life to, like, Christianity and studying the Bible and whatever. And I was like, do you think, this is fucked up, guys. I'm sorry I'm saying this. This is what I thought in college, though. I was like, do you think that he thinks that I'm hot? Like, do you think that he thinks that he would fuck me? But, or is it like a battle for him? Is he like, no, I'm a good Christian man. Like, but the student is like so tempting, you know?
Yeah.
Those are universal thoughts, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think when you're in college, everybody's just a little bit delulu and we're
and
all
horny,
like,
for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 I don't think it actually doesn't make any sense at all what college is to like take people from probably like the most strict time in their life and just throw them into a different state or a different city with no supervision at all.
Right. And then have them take all these like classes that are like, we're gonna deconstruct everything you've ever known.
And then like just incurring thousands of dollars in debt and getting blackout drunk weekly, if not nightly, for some people. It really makes no sense. But it sure was fun, wasn't it? And traumatic. And that's also what our podcast is. We talk about things that are fun and traumatic.
It's true.
Natalia, we have some housekeeping to go over.
Oh, God.
Do you want to talk to the good folks listening about different pieces of merchandise they can expect to be seeing before the end of the year? In fact, there might already be some up right now. We don't know because it all depends on when the stuff arrives to us.
Super exciting stuff. We got some stickers, which is so epic because everybody loves stickers, and if you don't, you should just buy a bunch and convince yourself that you do. We also have a super limited edition pen coming out. I don't know if you guys remember the Haunted Amulet pens.
How could anyone forget? That was the best pen.
We have something else that's coming up that's going to rival it. So another limited edition pen. And we also are working on some artwork for some perhaps wearable merch. We did a poll. A bunch of people said that they would really like a sweatshirt. There were some people who said crop tops. I think you guys are wrong. I think crop tops are going to be the wrong move for winter. But if enough people says they will do it, I will do it too. I also just kind of want to relax in winter. You know, I don't want to be like sucking it in all the time. I'm like ready to go pilgrim core right now. Like, I just want bonnets. I want Handmaid's Tale, not the political part, just the outfits, you know?
No, the buckle shoes that the pilgrims had, that was a sleigh.
Yeah, I'm ready for that. But anyways, back to
buckles,
the
buckles on your hats. They were revolutionary when it came to their
to hat
buckles.
Sizing.
Yeah.
When it came to hat sizing, no one did it better than the pilgrims. Talk about groundbreaking buckles on hats. I don't think we give enough credibility and enough recognition to what pilgrims did for the hat making industry. Milliners all over the world can think. Is a milliner a hat maker, right?
I'm so impressed by that word that I'm not even gonna check. It is now. That's what it is.
Y'all, we're talking about merch. Hold on. Let me get my last brain cell. Oh, yeah. Okay. So tell us what merch you want. We also are trying to do some ornaments for Christmas. The people said they wouldn't do it because they don't think we're a real business. They were like, do you have this whatever code? And I was like, no, I don't. Doesn't matter. We're an indie podcast. And they were like, oh, we only sell to distributors who have this like tax code. And I was like, well, we distribute our own stuff, and they're arguing with me on it. I don't think they're gonna budge, but you know what, just worth a try. Also,
it is worth a try.
Oh, I've been talking with a woman who lives in the UK, the United Kingdom, through Etsy, and she makes these really cool rings. And I worked up a deal with her. She's gonna do some wholesale rings to me, and which I'm super excited about, but also a little nervous about, because we're doing the transaction out of Etsy because we want to save some money. So we're doing it on another thing. And she seems like a real person. She seems nice. So we're going to just trust and we're going to go for it. But you guys, these rings are really, really cool. I'm really excited for you guys to see them because I think they're really unique. And I also think it would be really cool for like the Haunties to have rings. Like if we all have like a special little thing that we put together, or you just see another person wearing it and you're like, oh, you're also a Haunty. It's like we're all going to be in a cult. That's why I really like it.
It's going to be great. And we also got hacked the other day. I just stepped away to grab a debit card for Natalia because it accidentally shipped over here.
Yeah.
Because somebody was trying to buy tickets to Knott's Berry Farm.
I think that they knew that we were like LA based, so they were trying to buy something that
so
wasn't
weird.
Gonna like set off the fraud alert. But now the fraud alert is like through the roof, and I'm trying to plan my wedding right now. Planning a wedding is annoying. Paying for a bunch of shit that's really expensive for no reason is annoying. And then you just keep having to think about, wow, why is a fucking napkin cost this much? And then you just start having cold feet and you're like, maybe marriage isn't for me. I don't know.
Well, you're talking to the wrong girl because I am the definition of cold feet. Napkins are expensive. The venue is expensive.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's not. Oh, I just remembered at the very beginning of this entire conversation, you asked me if I was okay, and I almost started telling a funny personal haunting, and then I don't think I ever did. I think I changed the subject.
Oh no,
by accident. Okay, I was editing last night. We were on a deadline. Like I said, 8 episodes in October, you guys. I was editing till super late last night, almost until midnight. And then I stopped by In-N-Out because it's one of the only fast food restaurants that is gluten-free friendly because they have lettuce wraps, and also you can ask for no cheese and no spread, whatever. It's not important. The point is, it's the only place I can go to at that hour. And so I made the trek. It's in a different city than where I live. And I went out to that city. I waited in the fucking drive-thru. In-N-Out always has the longest line in all of humanity. And I get my meal. I'm looking at it. I'm like, wow, you know what I'm going to do this time? Normally, I eat my food frantically while driving between locations. And I spill. And it's a disaster. I have ketchup on the ground right now in my truck. And I just haven't had time to clean it. It's from like a month ago. Don't judge me. And so I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that this time. I'm going to drive home at a reasonable mile per hour.
Mm.
I'm going to park. Mm. I'm going to get all my shit.
Wow.
And I'm going to eat my food inside my house like a person.
Mm.
Mistake. Don't ever deviate from the norm. What ended up happening is I had so many fucking things in my hands. By the time I shut the door to my truck, my fucking In-N-Out fell on the ground, landed upside down. I was so upset. I just stared at it for like 5 minutes, just so mad. And then I took a picture of it because I just couldn't believe. Like, do you ever have something that like is, it's like, this is my 13th reason. Like, this is the last straw. But then because we have this podcast, I'm like, I'm just being haunted by a ghost that like pushed my sandwich down. So
yeah.
Anyway, I took a picture of it and I'm going to send it to you right now.
So did you eat it off the ground? I would have.
No, because recently, a couple weeks ago, still on my mind, we put out a bonus episode about the Fae, and then our entire podcast got deleted. You know, we've had just like weird shit happening. And so I was like, I don't want to eat this because I feel like the Fae is still fucking with me right now. Because I had so much trouble editing a listener story, and normally they're not that difficult. And so
I
was
looking
like,
at this picture that you just sent. That's funny.
Do you see my key? I threw my keys down on the ground and then I put my drink down.
Those keys are, you need a lanyard. Like, I think you need to give up not having a lanyard for your keys because Alyssa has like a bucket. She's got like multiple satchels attached to her key ring. She's like four different key rings and they all like would be by themselves like alarming, but they're like all stacked together.
Okay, you want to know why I have 8 different key rings now?
Farms.
Sorry. No. That, well, yes, but no, that's keys. That's why I have so many keys. But the key rings is because I fucking lost my house key for the third time. So the Fae is definitely fucking,
okay,
not,
why don't
sorry, let me rephrase that. I didn't lose it for the third time this week. The third time I lost it was this week.
I feel like part of the problem is that you're living in like 2001. Like, we have like the little keypads to get into our houses now, and they're not expensive.
Oh, no.
They're not expensive. You can go to Best Buy and get one for like $100 or something, put it on your door, and then you never have to have a key again.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. That frightens me.
Creature of
I don't
habit.
We fear change. Yeah. Then we'll hold on. First time I lost the key, literally don't know what happened to it. I unlocked the door to the house and then I looked down and it's just nowhere to be found. So I had just literally, I have a witness Amy witnessed this with me. Amy was like freaking out because she's very superstitious. Amy, if you're listening to this, love you so much. And she was like, what the fuck just happened? Like the key just fucking disappeared. It just like dematerialized. And we're like, could it have fallen on the ground even though it didn't make a noise at all? And the door is open and like, nope, not anywhere on the ground. Okay. Could it have fallen in like any of our pockets or something? Nope. Could it somehow have transported itself inside the house? We like ripped apart all of the couch cushions, even though it was so far away from the door. We looked at nothing, nothing. It just fucking, I open the door, push it open. She goes past me to go to the bathroom. The key's no longer there. And it was not in her bag. We dumped all her shit out, dumped all my shit out. We tore the house apart, tore the porch apart, never found it.
What do you think it was? You think it was haunted?
I literally don't know. I literally don't know. It literally dematerialized. Now, the logical part of my brain is like, it must have fallen somewhere. But I'm telling you, I searched literally everywhere. The second it happened, I searched everywhere and it was nowhere.
When was this? Was this before or after we did the episode on the, you know what, the Irish stuff we're not supposed to talk about?
It was before. I want to say it was this year. Must have been in the beginning of baseball season, I would think.
Seems very haunted. I'm actively against that. I'm really sorry that happened. The only thing that could make that worse if it's, there was like an active shooter behind you while you're looking for the key and like you had to get in the house to like seek shelter. You just want to escalate the situation. I don't know how to de-escalate the situation, so I'm just going to escalate
only go
the situation.
Up. That's like when I got locked in our office building for the first time and I was like, there's an active shooter 100% is going to come in here and I can't get out of this building.
Like, yeah.
But you know who can get out of the building?
No.
Our
donors.
You can't
say that. You got to pick them up with a new one, a new segue.
But you know who has the key to our hearts?
Yeah,
is that better, guys?
Yeah.
Our donors. We would love to give a very special thank you to the donors who donated in the month of November. And on a side note, before I shout out these good folks, just like to say thank you so much to everyone on the Patreon for sticking with us through the end of September and all throughout October, because Nat and I weren't able to post as much as we would have liked because we were gearing up for the most insane month of recording I think we've ever had in our lives in October. And so we just really appreciate everybody who was supporting us regardless of how much content we were able to post. Sometimes we post more, sometimes we post less. And I have so many things I've been wanting to post and we literally have no time. I wish I could just have a GoPro strapped to my head and I'd live stream my day so that everyone could be like, oh, she really doesn't have any time. Like, this is why she's eating. I digress.
Eating while driving, though, is like my comfort thing.
I feel like I'm always on the verge of like almost hitting someone with my car. So I really need to be concentrating. And so just trying to like, you know, squeeze ketchup out of a packet just adds a little curveball that for everyone's safety, I should not be partaking in. Anyway, thank you so much to the following patrons. And if you would like to hear your name shouted out on a future episode, all you have to do is head over to patreon.com/ Let's Get Haunted, where you can sign up for tier 1 or tier 2. Tier 1 is $5 a month, and you have access to, at a minimum, all of the listener stories that are filmed with video. And or you can also subscribe to tier 2, which is $10 a month, and you get access to special behind the scenes footage. Sometimes we do vlogs, sometimes we have extended cut of intros, sometimes we have extended cut of different interviews. You just never know what we're going to post up there, but
it's
you
like
have
our,
to take the risk.
Yeah, it's like our social media. We don't have time for like personal social media anymore. So like anything that I would have posted to my Instagram story or Snapchat or Twitter or whatever, I just post to Patreon now. And I think Allie is the same way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we just
head over.
Whatever. Yeah, we love to have you.